It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A newly issued executive order is meant to improve diversity and inclusivity among Colorado's 30,000 state employees. CPR's John Daly has more on that move from Governor Polis Thursday.
The order outlines a number of measures, like hiring procedures and mandatory training on implicit bias, historical injustices, and trauma. A public-private partnership will help assess progress and report results annually. Webb Brown directs the state's Office of Health Equity.
This has been a long time in the making, and so we're excited. Today's the first step. Excited to see what comes of it.
The executive order says agencies should adopt the new guidelines using their existing budgets. That means there's no new money for now, but agencies can request more in future years. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The Pine Gulch fire near Grand Junction is Colorado's biggest wildfire ever at more than 139,000 acres. Jacob Welsh is with the fire management team.
The increase in acreage is not due to the fire moving. It's due to more accurate mapping.
Welsh says crews got a better read on the fire's total area yesterday using infrared mapping. Fire crews also got a big jump in containment, now at 77%. Drug overdose deaths in Denver are rising. The city announced Thursday that at least 184 people have died so far this year. That's only about 30 fewer than in all of last year. Denver has seen a significant rise in deaths linked to fentanyl, a powerful synthetic opioid. Public health officials worry that stress and isolation related to the pandemic may drive up drug use. Colorado voters will decide in November whether to give residents of the state's three gambling towns control over betting limits and the types of games that casinos can offer. A proposed constitutional amendment on gambling has qualified for the ballot. Voters will weigh in on at least 11 statewide ballot measures this fall. This is CPR News.